Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You've still got time to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
Or you can click on the Contact Us button and type it to us as an email.
Yeah.
We get it while we're on the air, and we do our best to get to everyone. Just like we're getting to David in Boca Raton, Florida, I have noticed a new field in the item-specific section of my listings called Bundle Listings with a choice of blank, yes, or no for an answer. Please describe what this item-specific does to my listing. Seems like I would always want it to be yes, just like I would always want my listings to be mobile-friendly. Thanks for your help, David.
I'm not so sure that means you to bundle that listing. I think it means if it is a bundled listing. Because, and I could be wrong here, but I'm going to go back to the page just to make sure. So I'm going to...
All right.
I'm going to look at this. I'll open up a draft I didn't complete for
it. Got it.
And because I think what that means is this was put in for those I wish there should be like a – it's not that you're going to bundle the listing with something else. It's if this is a item and it's part of a lot or it's part of an a group that has more than one item in it. But I'm not absolutely sure of that, so I'll have to ask. I noticed it, too. I just didn't think anything of it. But I'm not – it isn't to bundle the listing with something else. It may actually be smarter. If I'm correct, the wording would be part of a bundled listing or something that indicates – makes it more intuitive. But I'll inquire because, like I said, I'm not absolutely sure.
Yeah, it seems weird as to where it is, too. I don't know. That's just me.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, David. Any of you would like to do that, just click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. If it's the big white page, it's over to the right. And if it's the black one, it's underneath in a link. And if it's on your little app, click More. And then it'll say Contact Us after that. And you can send it on over to us. Our telephone number, though, is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I'm Lee. He's Griff. And we're here to take your phone calls. This is the time that you're supposed to call us in. They could do a listing dish today. We've got time for a listing dish.
We do. Yes, we do.
Want to tell them what that is, Griff?
Well, if you have a live listing and you would like it critiqued, with suggestions on perhaps how to make it possibly a better listing, you call us. Lee and I gently take your listing apart piece by piece, tell you what we think you're doing really well. And for those areas where maybe it's not so good, we'll tell you or give you our suggestions for making it better.
So we just got email from somebody named Cody.
Cody.
Who just says, I like selling on eBay because it's easy and fun. Well, thank you, Cody.
Boy, that is short to the point, and yes, I agree.
He sent another one. I like eBay so far, right now.
That's cryptic. I hadn't been selling much because I haven't been listing, and I started a markdown manager sale on Sunday. To try to liquidate some inventory.
How did that go?
It's gone really well. I've made 5 sales since Sunday. That's just 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
So just to rate, what did you do? Mark it down just a certain percentage?
Almost all of my shirts down 40%.
Wow.
For a week.
That's big.
Yeah, I think so.
So we have another email here.
Okay.
From Corina in Aptos, California. Her eBay ID is A Hot Store. That is a great name. I love it.
A
Hot Store.
Oh, mama.
Hi, Griffin Lee. I'm wondering if since eBay isn't taking Monday as a holiday.
What Monday?
Is it going to be classed as a business day or holiday for shipping? There is no mail delivery this day. What day is she talking about?
I have no idea.
Gee, are you talking about Monday, July 3rd?
If she is. I don't know the answer to that question. If the post office is open, it's a business day.
So if the post office is open on July 3rd, it is a business day.
And I'm looking that up now.
Okay.
And it says here, post offices open, all post offices nationwide will be open Friday, July 3rd.
Oh, that's the wrong year.
Yeah, it's the wrong year.
Right.
I'm going to put the date in. 2017. Okay, here we go. Postal holidays. It's not, it's, so this is 2017. The postal holidays, show, Tuesday, July 4th, but not Monday, July 3rd.
Okay.
Monday, July 3rd is not like a holiday. So I'm going to open this up.
So, and, but Tuesday would not be counted as a...
Tuesday would not.
Yeah, because it's a holiday.
Bit odd. So, yeah, it doesn't show, for the 2017 post office holidays, it does not show Monday, July 3rd as being a holiday. So it's open.
She said there is no mail delivery this day.
On July 3rd?
She's, what she's saying?
That's not what the post office is saying. And it would not be dependent on mail delivery. It would be dependent on the post office being open.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Let me put it this way.
Put it this way.
What would you want for your buyers? You want to take another day off, make them wait for their item another day? Or do you want to speed that item to them? Don't think about, you know, what's, how's this going to impact me?
Well, they may be on a little vacation though or something.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, then if you're going on vacation, put your store on vacation.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, another email. Sorry, I can't call in today. I would like to know if Griff would frown upon my use of the word vintage in my store name. It's Vintage Electronics and Instruments. It's not too late to change as I have very few followers, friends and relatives only, and zero return customers.
Well, I wouldn't do it, but there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. You're not describing an item. You're describing, you're branding your store with a word.
And if that's what you sell, Vintage Electronics and Instruments.
Vintage when? What year?
Yeah, what year?
I know I'm fighting a losing battle. I feel like Sisyphus pushing the, whatever
baby.
He did with the wings and the rock up the hill. Or was that Prometheus? I have no idea. I can't let it go for some reason.
Because it's the same way I feel when they change words to mean other things when you've used the word your whole life.
Yeah. And
it's
you and
sort
I.
Sort of like that.
Right.
I get it. So the answer to your question is go ahead and do it. Griff is not, you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's not, I have no issue with people using it to describe their store, their branding, you know, if they want to use that word. My issue has always been using it as a keyword with no other indicator.
Mm-hmm.
I think, not grammatically, but, heuristically? No.
We got another.
Dictionary-wise, it's not. It needs another word. When you use, and so for those of you who wonder what we're talking about, when you use the word vintage to describe something, and the arguments come in all the time. I get email every time I bring this up. Something's vintage if it's 20 years old. No, that's not true. That's something you've made up or you've heard someone else say it, but it's not the definition. The word vintage depends on something that indicates when. Vintage is another way of saying when. It comes from the wine industry from France. And it meant, you know, vintage to, 1890. This wine was harvested and bottled. It was a vintage in 1890. Now the word has come to be used a lot for things that are objects, not wine. And it's not used in a way that is precise. And that's the thing that drives me crazy. It's just my own little bugaboo, my own little pet peeve.
Now on the other hand, the word circa actually means you're supposed to have year after that, of course.
Yeah, or a window time frame in years, like circa 2000 to 2012.
I think you're allowed 12 years or something like that.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
I think so. So it would be circa 1800 to 1812.
Did I ever tell you the story? Am I griffing? I don't know. about the antique dealer we knew years ago.
First of all, let me tell you that griffing on the radio is allowed because you always have new people popping in
okay.
and out.
So griffing was invented by my friends. It's to describe when I start telling a story I've already told sometime in the past. And I'll say, you know, there's this time and someone says, oh, he's griffing again. But there was this woman, antique dealer, a young woman. She was very sweet. But, you know, not the brightest bulb in the marquee of life, let's just say. And she had been going to a lot of auctions, and she'd been reading a lot of auction descriptions and listening to people. And she came into the shop one day, and she said, do you have any Circa ware? I said, what? I don't know what you mean. You know, Circa ware. It's spelled C-I-R-C-A. And I said, no. Are you sure you know what that is? And she said, yeah, you know, because you see it in the auction catalogs all the time. You know, it's and sometimes it even has a date. Like it's Circa ware from like 1910. I just thought, well, what do I do? I'm not getting paid to educate her. So I said, no, sorry, I don't have any.
Oh, Griff.
I didn't want to embarrass her. Let someone else do that.
Well, so Circa, you have to have a date, but vintage you should as well.
You should have some indication, even if it's like it's vintage 1950s, just to be more precise.
Something.
Right. But, you know, it's a losing battle. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, today's very last segment of eBay Radio, which means it'll be vintage.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 412.
Remember your eBay learning curve and the things you wish you knew before you started out? Bernie Doolin is known on eBay as top-rated seller VDull8927, and she has a couple of tips for the beginners out there.
My first tip would be buy a postage scale. If you print your labels through eBay, you get a discount and save on your shipping costs. And my second tip would be create store categories before you start growing your inventory. Once you create your store categories to do the subcategories, to be able to have an easier search, and then you'll be able to use that store categories to create sales and the markdown manager.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
This today's closing segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. Right?
Right. You got it. So you want to do some events, and let's see what's going on here?
Yeah, please.
Okay. We're looking at the upcoming events calendar that is on our podcast site.
Great.
And you, when you get to the podcast site, you hover over Seller Resources and click on Seller Events. Why don't you do the first one, Griff?
So on June 21st, that's Wednesday, that's tomorrow night, the Casa Grande online eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen at Betty's Hardy Home in Casa Grande, Arizona. It's a sometimes social swim party and potluck. Please bring a potluck dish and your spouse or a significant other. And if you plan on swimming, bring a swimsuit and a towel.
You know what we haven't done for a long time?
What?
Gotten in our hot tub, our radio hot tub.
Ooh, human soup.
We have not done that for so long.
Good.
Okay, on June 24th, eBay Sellers in the Denver Metro Area Meetup is happening 6 to 9 p.m. at Pam and John's Place in Denver, potluck and barbecue. Bring a chair to sit on, something to share, and something to throw on the grill for yourself.
And I sure hope it isn't raining like the last time and they all had to pile into Pam and John's house. Yeah.
Oh, no.
June 27th. That's a Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, in fact, a week from tonight. Bay Area eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen again. It'll be at eBay Main Street. Actually, I think it's not at Main Street. I think it's at the Building 7 conference rooms, but what of it? Topics will be eBay's new merchant integration platform presented by Diane Gaskill from eBay. And we'll also talk about the summer seller update.
With whom?
With me and whoever else shows up.
Good.
Now, the cost is $1, which buys you a fantastic raffle ticket, and our raffles are really something. So if you're in the Bay Area, sign up and show up.
$1 raffle. You never know what you're going to win.
Yeah.
June 28th, 2017, Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 6:15 to 8:45 p.m. at Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Poway. All things eBay, including the summer seller update, will be discussed. Promoted listings, promotions manager, $11 cash covers pre-ordered pizza, salad, and a beverage.
Yay!
And the last one.
Well, it's eBay Open. That happens July 25th. That's a Tuesday through Friday, July 25th through the 28th, at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. You'll be able to sharpen your selling skills, network with your fellow sellers, talk with eBay execs and employees, as well as the people behind third-party tools and services that you know and love. You'll also enjoy live broadcasts of eBay Radio in Las Vegas, and it'll be great fun.
So we're going to be from 3 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday. We're going to have a one-hour radio fun as we welcome people to the welcoming party.
That's correct.
Okay. And then on Wednesday, the following day,
yes,
we're going to be on from 11:45 to 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And then on Thursday, the third day, we're going to be on from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Yes.
And we're going to have things to throw out to you as you go by. We hope you can stop by and see us. It's going to be kind of a different setup this year. So please come by and say hello to us. We want to see all of you.
What fun it will be.
Oh, yes. Is Howie excited?
I think so, because he actually enjoys going, you know, he wants to do the dinner and he wants to see Cirque Soleil and he wants to see some. Plus, although he would say otherwise, he being very social, he loves seeing his eBay seller friends. And he knows I talk about it on the radio.
And he knows they love him to death. I know.
They love him to, and he loves to go where the love is. So, of course, yeah. And I actually enjoy long drives. I know it's hard to believe, but I really, and the more desolate, the better. So we're taking a long, desolate ride to Las Vegas.
I just got a text. Lee, that email you just read on the air was a message I sent a very long time ago. I think I wrote it for Columbus Day or something. Not sure why you only just got it. It must have been hung up.
You mean for the holiday?
Let me tell you what I did.
Oh, that's funny.
No, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Okay.
I went into my email.
You did.
And I clicked on subject because the subject is contact us during live shows.
Sure, yeah.
And they all came up. I thought, gee, I missed a few of them today. So I read hers, and I can see where it was old. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny.
Anyway,
well,
you know what? We got the word out anyway.
Yes, we did.
For this coming, the one that's coming up, so we're cool. So what are you guys going to do for 4th of July? Weekend, anything?
We're having
a barbecue. Or it's not a weekend.
We're having our first barbecue of the season.
On the day? On the 4th of July?
No, I think it's the weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty much what a lot of people are doing.
Not on Tuesday. I think Howie actually has to go back to work.
And what do you put on the grill? The people bring their meat, or do you do it?
No, I supply. But although some people, we say if you want to bring something, go ahead. But we supply most of the stuff.
So what will you have? Hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, what?
Yeah, it's
all
standard
of it?
Stuff. Yeah. I tried making unusual, sort of fun stuff, and people look at it and go, what's that?
Yeah, you told us about that the other day, the one that nobody touched.
My plate of pastelillos, and then no one ate them, and they're the most fantastic little mini empanadalets.
Empanadas.
Yeah. Anyway, you live and you learn. So I'm not going to fight it. I don't try to swim against the tide. Just make them what they want. They want hot dogs. They want hamburgers. Sometimes I make
onion soup mix dip.
We make the pork loins because those are real popular. But I don't do shrimp. No one wants Bobby shrimp. I don't know. It's weird. What are you going to do?
Well, Griff, it's been a blast being on with you today.
Always.
And
it's the highlight
Thursday.
Of my life.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
And we'll see you on Thursday.
Thursday it is, Lee. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Talking about Thursday, that's June 22nd. We'll be here with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought. Goodbye.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's list. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.